So, Raul, when we were talking about getting you on the show, you mentioned that you had just been to Fantastic Fest in Austin, and that's the festival put on by Alamo Drafthouse and Tim League, and has been a big thing for quite a while, kind of a geek version of Con of sorts. They show a lot of indie movies, a lot of kind of odd movies.
And really been in the news recently as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially with former Birth Movies Death writer Devin Faraci and Ain't It Cool News founder Harry Knowles both being accused of sexual harassment, sexual assault, super serious allegations that we need to take absolutely seriously. And Raul, when you were there this year, can you tell us a little bit about what the situation was, I guess?
Yeah, well, obviously the Devin Faraci thing happened like a week before the festival started, like a week and a half. And so there was a lot of, you know, like talk online. You know, there's a Facebook group for just people that attend Fantastic Fest, and there was a lot of discussion on there. And, you know, where people were like, well, maybe I shouldn't go or whatever. But most people went anyway because it was a week before the festival. And to be honest, it's an expensive festival to go to.
Right.
Because, you know, it's just like $300 for a normal badge, plus you got to find a place to stay for 10 days and you got to fly there. So a lot of people, you know, were financially committed to go. Now, there was some people that didn't go, but I think most people did end up going. I went and I went with a bunch of friends. We had kind of like a Chicago contingent there. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, like, the festival itself was very, I felt like it was definitely more subdued than the previous years, because, you know, it gets kind of wild and crazy and the parties are crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Austin, Texas is well known for that.
Yeah, and Fantastic Fest itself is well known for, like, its crazy parties and things going on and during the festival. And so it's definitely subdued, and there was a lot of, you know, like, talk about what, you know, what was going to happen, if Tim was going to be there, because Tim normally is like a very, like, visible person at the festival. You know, you always see him. He's always going. He usually opens up the festival in the opening night movie, and obviously he didn't this year. Mm-hmm. I'm sure his crisis team told him to stay away, which is probably a good idea. He probably shouldn't even need a crisis team to figure that out.
Yeah.
but Christian Bale, who basically is the head, like, runs the festival, you know, along with Tim League, who's been with the festival since the beginning. She opened the festival, and she had some pretty great remarks about that. We know what's going on, and, you know, we understand how a lot of people feel, but, you know, she basically said that, you know, you can come talk to me at any time and, you know, talk to the staff. And so it was a very, almost very tearful opening statement she had for the festival. And I felt, you know, in a way it's kind of bad on her because she got all this stuff thrown on her, like, a week before the festival, right, when you need to have, you know, like, kind of like a clear mind to run this festival, because it's kind of daunting, the festival.
Sure.
But you know, that kind of kicked out the festival with her introduction, and then after that, a lot of stuff happened. You know, in the middle of the festival, the Harry Knowles thing blew up. And the funny thing is, like, the day before the festival started, Fantastic Fest kind of rescinded his badge, and then canceled their, because they have a media partnership with Ain't It Cool News, and they rescinded that, but they didn't explain why. So I think the festival kind of got a heads up of what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to do it in the middle of, obviously. So, but in the middle of the festival, the Harry Knowles thing happened, which, as you guys know, he also got accused of doing, you know, not so great things against women. And so he's also was a very visual presence at the festival in previous years. And he wasn't there. So, that was just two very visible people. And Harry Knowles was a founder of the festival.
Right.
Along with Tim League. So, it was unusual for them not to be there. Mm-hmm. I've been there for like 6 years or whatever. So, and I see, you know, Harry Knowles has been to screenings that I've been in and stuff like that. And so that was unusual too. Also, there were some weird things, like, they had a pajama party for the opening night, which I thought was really unusual for, like, what had happened.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't know if they thought maybe it was too late to cancel it or change it. So because the whole thing happened a week before the festival,
right?
And so they ended up having it anyway, and they had, like, instead of a balloon drop, they had like a feather drop. But also the opening party I thought was stranger than other opening parties. I feel like maybe they kind of like cheaped out on some stuff like they normally don't do.
So the effect of the effect of this was felt.
Yeah, there's the effect. The effect of it was definitely felt. And then one of my there was a meetup of like all the female film critics, and like people, you know, women in the industry. The meetup happened in actually the Airbnb that I was staying at, and you know they got I guess they got together and they talked things through or whatever. So and from what I was told and from what I talked to people that attended it, they thought it was really great to do that.
I think in when it gets to this whole thing, I think one of the best things that was said about it was that this is just an example of the geek friendly version of the Hollywood Boys Club.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I'm glad that there was a chance for, because women have been participating in film forever.
Yes.
And especially at Fantastic Fest, Fantastic Fest always felt like a place where it was cool for everybody to kind of be there and just do their thing, enjoy film. So I'm glad that there was a space for them to talk about what's happening.
Yes. And it does, you know, Fantastic Fest did have a very like boys club bro-y like like atmosphere, you know, like they had these crazy parties and, you know, a lot of these, you know, nerdy guys got really drunk and, you know,
yeah,
it's something that it's not every, you know, like everyday thing, like and then the whole thing about like the American Film Archive screening where they showed Bat Pussy, and a lot of, even though it was a terrible movie, even for like so-called
really porn, Bat Pussy, bad movie.
I mean, it's like it's like funny but weird, and it's a really badly made porn movie attempt, but it's an oddity. And that's what, you know, American genre films, you know, that's the thing.
They're all about that.
They're all about that. But I think a lot of women kind of felt weird about it, especially what had happened.
Yeah. I feel like I don't know if they would have been faulted for being like, yeah, we're not going to do this this time.
Yeah, I think.
Is it that hard to just change the curation, you know?
That's a good question. I don't know. Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the movies, the opening movie bailed out after the whole thing with Frost.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was three billboards. Yeah, three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri, the new Martin McDonagh movie.
Yeah, so they had to kind of like move around the schedule after that happened.
Yeah.
And then Something Weird Video had a screening where they showed the last movie of that Ed Wood made, which is kind of like a nudie film. Yeah. And people were like, a lot of people were kind of felt like it was like, why are they showing porn at Fantastic Fest? But it wasn't really porn. It was like a lot of naked girls, but yeah. And like there was like simulated sex, but they didn't show anything. They're mostly under the covers. But you know, some people felt that was inappropriate. There was a weird controversy about that during the festival,
right?
But I was like, a lot, you know, and some of the female film critics too were like, you know, but it's Something Weird Video. Like, that's what they do. They show nudie films. They preserve them.
It's kind of, it's kind of an interesting thing where they have to toe the line.
Yeah, they have to. Well, especially during that time,
yeah.
So maybe
I'm sure at a regular Fantastic Fest, it would have been pretty much par for the course.
Yeah, exactly. So there was that going on too. So that was kind of like the talk of the festival for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Well, and having Tim League and Harry Knowles absent, these people who were super visible, just suddenly invisible, and then Devin Faraci, who everybody assumed was going to continue to be invisible, is suddenly visible on the program.
Yeah, he was on the program, and then people were like, when that's how it ended up blowing up, was when people noticed that he was on the copy.
It's hard to not look at that and then the choices they have for the films.
Yeah,
right?
And you know, I know, like, I think if anything, Tim Lee could be accused of having like really bad judgment of character for somebody. Now, beyond that, you know, he made some really bad decisions. And you know, when you're, this is the way I look at it, like when you're in a position of power, like Tim League is, people are afraid to tell you stuff. Like maybe somebody should have told Tim, like, hey, maybe this isn't a good idea you're doing, but because he's in a position of power, people are afraid to talk to you or tell you, like, hey, maybe this is the wrong thing to do. And maybe he didn't have that because, you know, or maybe he felt, oh, no one's telling me anything. I, you know, whatever, I'll just do it.
And ultimately, it seems that's the issue at hand, is that these guys are in these incredible positions of power inside the film community.
Right.
So who do you turn to? Who do you tell that Harry, you know, who do you tell that Harry Knowles groped you at a screening? Like, where do you go? It's Ain't It Cool News. As far as that world is concerned, that's a like a pillar.
Yeah, that's a pillar. Well, I, you know, people did complain to Tim and the Alamo about Harry and about Devin, and he kind of
brushed it off
or whatever. So that's another mistake that they made. You know, so, and it came back to bite them. And in a big way, because why would you risk something that's really great that you built on just, you know, feeling bad for a friend? I mean, I could see kind of the empathy there, but still.
It would be wrongly placed. I think there's a sense that you need to place responsibility where responsibility is due. Like, you may be great friends with Harry Knowles, you may be great friends with Devin Faraci, and you might really want them to stay, but at the end of the day, as you said, you're putting in jeopardy something that you really care about and that a lot of people really care about. All right. Well,
so really quick to wrap up, hopefully there's going to be change. And definitely, I think there's definitely needs to be change in the programming group at Fantastic Fest. I think it needs to be more diverse, but I think that's something that should be happening everywhere. I think all film festivals and need to kind of start look back and look at their programming team, and you know, maybe make it more progressive and diverse. I think that's a good thing, and you know, maybe in the past they didn't think it was a good thing. You know, and it's, let's face it, like, it's kind of like a club. Like, film programming is like a club, and it gets really clicky. Even here in Chicago, it's very clicky, and so I think changes need to be made across the board, not only just like a film programming, but I think just in the film industry in general, things need to change for the better, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff people have overlooked for a very, very long time, and now it's all coming out up front, and I think it needs to be come out up front. You know, as a person of color doing film programming, I totally get, you know, like, what's going on, and like, you know, it's a little bit tougher for some of us who are, you know, of color, that we kind of have to like fight for stuff and, be more acknowledged, you know, as kind of like an even level with everybody else. But you know, it's just a struggle, but it's a good thing, and it's a good thing that things are changing. For the best. And I think, you know, even though it's a terrible thing to happen with the Fantastic Fest stuff, I think it's a change for good.
And it's at least proof that people can speak up and people are actually going to listen.
Yes, exactly.